Section 1. How to Invent a Gospel. Among the many texts recovered from the 4th century stash of codices, recovered from Nag Hammadi, Egypt, are two in particular, Eugnostos the Blessed and the Wisdom of Jesus Christ. The peculiar thing about these two texts is that they pull away the curtain and reveal a key pathway by which Jesus' tradition was invented. Eugnostos is a fake epistle, written by what is almost certainly a fake person. Eugnostos means well-knowing, an obviously fictional name. Possibly composed before Christianity, as it contains no material distinctive of Christianity, but appears to outline an esoteric doctrine of Jewish theology concerning the firstborn celestial Son of God, called the Savior and Son of Man. Note again elements 39 to 41 in our earlier chapter. The Wisdom of Jesus Christ then takes direct quotations from this epistle and puts them on the lips of Jesus, and expands on them to fabricate a post-resurrection narrative scene with dialogue between Jesus and his disciples. So here we see whole sayings of Jesus being invented by fabricating a historical conversation, a gospel-style narrative, borrowing things said by Eugnostos and representing them as things said by Jesus in conversations with his disciples. This could be how much of the canonical Gospels were composed, things said by other people in other texts being lifted and adapted and placed on the lips of Jesus. Certainly, these two texts prove this was being done, and we have no a priori reason to believe this isn't how it was always done. We've already seen examples of the sayings of Jesus being lifted directly from the scriptures in 1 Clement in chapter 8. And knowing that the scriptures included more books and variants than we have, as I noted in element 9, this raises the possibility that sayings of Jesus were lifted from lost scriptures too. Sayings were also invented for Jesus from previous Christian writings. Of course, sayings for Jesus and situations for him to say them in could also have been simply invented by each gospel author as he required, or by the author of whatever now lost gospel they were redacting. This is how entire collections of sayings were invented for Daniel and Moses, so why not also for Jesus? Indeed, the Mishnah, apart from lines attributed to subsequent rabbis, was supposed to be the accumulated teachings of Moses passed down orally, the so-called Oral Torah. But surely it is really just an accumulated collection of what other men said, not Moses. Attributing it all to Moses was simply a way of bestowing authority. Deuteronomy is likewise holy fiction, yet begins very similarly to the Gospel of Mark. Quote, "These are the words Moses spoke unto all Israel beyond the Jordan in the wilderness," end quote. We also know sayings for Jesus came from revelations, which could then have been placed on the lips of Jesus in a fabricated historical setting, as if said by a historical man, rather than, as originally, an imagined spirit of Jesus communicating to an entranced apostle, whether hallucinating or pretending to be, as noted in elements 15 and 16. If historical settings could be invented to make Jesus say what Eugnostos said, certainly historical settings could be invented to make Jesus say what he was believed to have said in Revelations, such as to Paul or any other apostle, or was claimed to have said in Revelations, as for example in the book of Revelation. We'll see in the next chapter that Revelation and Scripture appear to be the only source Paul knew for the sayings of Jesus. He shows no knowledge of them existing in any kind of historical narrative, except in one instance, the inauguration of the Eucharist, and that, he explicitly says, came to him by revelation. Note again element 16. We will talk about this more in the next chapter. Inventing historical narratives in which to place or adapt sayings was commonplace in ancient biography, even in general, but especially in faith literature. Remember again element 44. That was actually the norm. So the question is, are the Gospels fictional constructs, like the Wisdom of Jesus Christ and Plutarch's Life of Romulus? In other words, are they just myths? Or are they some kind of historical records we can rely on to prove Jesus existed?